Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Remember, iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available as we build towards the 2024 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level after a fabulous career at Weber State is none other than the Big Sky two-time first-team offensive lineman, Noah Atonge. And, Noah, we appreciate your time today. We know you're a busy man, but with that said, how is this new year treating you, my friend?
It's going good. Nothing but exciting so far in this new year. I'm just ready to get after it and chase down this dream I've always had of playing in the NFL.
Well, I'm curious, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid, and was football always your, sport of choice?
So I actually didn't hit my growth spurt until about my sophomore year of high school. I was kind of always just a smaller kind of guy. I mean, I was still bigger, but just, not as big as I was. But when I hit my growth spurt in high school, I think that's when I realized that I can be really good at a lot of sports. And I actually thrived more in basketball than I did in football at a time.
Wow. So was there an inkling maybe that might be the direction you went, or just kind of how fate found it yourself, you knew football would be the path?
So my dad, he's always been a football guy. It's just, I think I just like basketball more, and so I put a lot more effort into it than football. But other than that, I always knew that football would be the right choice because I knew I could have a longer career in that path.
Yeah, and I seeing your bio, I see your brother Ethan played, your dad played there as well. What's it like having that family camaraderie where, three of you have suited up for the Wildcats?
That means everything to our family. That's just such a – for all of us that we were able to accomplish, because I don't know if you know this, but so my brother Ethan, he started out at BYU at a time. And then during COVID, I convinced him to come to Weber State and play over here. And so we could play together. And it just kind of worked out as our family would only have to go to one game every Saturday. And then, we have our whole family showing up. So that was just something really special.
Wow, that's kind of a cool story. I did not know that backstory to it. And I'm sure the family had to be super pleased seeing you guys line up, and then something you guys can walk away with always is a lifetime memory. I have to ask this. Now, you guys are all very good football players. Do you guys ever tease each other about who's the absolute best out of the group?
I'm the youngest brother, so I'm always going to say that. I'm always gonna talk my trash to my older brothers and everything like that, and that's just what they get from me. So,
very nicely said. Once again, Noah Atonge here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. No, I got to ask you. What point do you begin to realize that this opportunity could present itself, or what you're doing on a Saturday could possibly land you on a roster on Sundays? Is it early in your career, or do you kind of build up over time, or do you know from day one that, you have what it takes?
I would love to say that I always knew I had what it took and everything like that, but at the end of the day, I just went to Weber State knowing that I was going to get a free education, and I just wanted to play football, and I wanted to play at the best level I could, and I wanted to compete at the highest level. So, the thing that I think was the turning point for me, I was lucky enough to have a lot of teammates from Weber State who are now thriving in the NFL. Just some guys to name out, like Yosua Opeta, He plays for the Eagles. He's a right guard, left guard kind of guy for the Eagles right now. Jonah Williams, who's on the Rams, defensive line. And then Rashid Shaheed, obviously he just got his Pro Bowl invite. And just, so I've just been around so many guys that were successful at Weber State. And then I realized that that could just – I could be that same guy. And so the more accolades I got and the more attention I got in the Big Sky and then, like, receiving the All-Americans, I think once I got my first All-American and my first first-team All-Big Sky, that's when I realized that I can be the real deal and I can go for this. And so after that, I just kept working for it. And then once I saw scouts coming to practice to come watch me, I mean, that's just a privilege in it on its own, you know?
Yeah, it almost has to be – you almost have to pinch yourself on. I mean, you know, you're walking back to your apartment, your dorm, wherever you're staying, and you just have to put some pep in your step knowing that what you're doing is getting recognized by those NFL scout eyes. Now, there's a reason why they're watching you. I always ask this question. Why do you think they came to see you? What are those hallmark home run abilities – to the offensive line position that when they're breaking down your tape, when they're watching you up close, that they're going to fall in love with?
One thing I feel like I bring to the table is that I have the size and I have the speed to be at the next level. And I'm very mobile with the size that I play at, and just I'm able to use my body to its strength, and I'm able to be a dominant offensive lineman regardless of the position. And you know, I think the great thing is the scouts, they've watched me snap. They've seen that I can play guard. I can play tackle on my film and everything like that. But I'm versatile. I'm able to play in all five positions on the offensive line. I think that sets me apart the most. But then also, I come with a lot of experience. I've played all 6 years that I had here at Weber State. Thanks to COVID, I was able to play 6 years. And then I started all five of the last five seasons that I played at Weber State, and you know I only missed one game, and so I'm coming in with a lot of experience. I'm versatile, and then I know the game. I know how to adjust. I know how to make adjustments in the middle of the game or right at the beginning of the game in the first play of the look they give us, and I understand defenses. And because of my experience at Weber State, I come with I'm a big package of one. I have the body to do it and the ability to do it, but then also I come with the experience to do things that I need to be doing it to be in the NFL.
Wonderfully said, Noah. You know, we ask that of every guy that comes on the show, and we do. I mean, you know, I know NFL personnel do listen in, and if they're interested in a guy, this might be their opportunity or your opportunity to share a little bit about yourself. And you did that masterfully. How about this one? What could go unnoticed about you? We know what we see on tape or what they see on tape. What needs to be said about you that they might not see? You could be a weight room warrior. We know you're a team captain. Maybe some of the offensive schemes then it'll allow you to pull more, pass block, whatever it could be, what the scouts need to know that they don't see on tape.
I mean, like you said, I think first, I'm a leader. I've been a team captain for three seasons at Weber State, so I know what it's like to be on a really successful team, and I know what it's like to be on a not-so-successful team. And I know how to keep guys going, and I know how to bring my teammates with me to a higher level of success when you're playing. And then also just what I think goes unnoticed is that I am a very mobile guy. Unfortunately, like in our scheme and everything like that, we only had me pull a few times on counters. I wish I was able to do it more on the outside edge and everything like that. But I've shown and I've proven that I can get to the next level. I can handle the smaller guys like DBs, safeties, or even outside linebackers. I'm able to keep pace with them, to get my block and make the extra block down the field for an explosive play.
Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. How about this one? You know, when you look back at your career, I mean, I'm looking at your bio here, team captain as a sophomore. So that means early into this progress, and you talked about the leadership and those qualities. I mean, how does a young guy at such a young age get an entire locker room to believe that you're one of the guys that, you know, can lead? Are you a rah-rah guy, or you lead by example? Do you treat, you know, sometimes you got to almost be a coach player where you know, some guys you got to motivate differently. How do you go about that?
I mean, I think I think what I was taught early at Weber State, to be able to talk, you got to be able to walk it. And so I think early on I was able to impress my teammates by the way I lifted, the way I did our workouts, and just the way I led in that. And then also every time in practice, I never backed down from a challenge. I would always go for, you know, guys like I said, I would always try and go against Jonah Williams in one-on-ones. I'd always try to go against just the top-level guys, and I wouldn't be afraid of the challenge to put myself out there and be my best self. And so I think that's what allowed me to get the opportunity with my teammates to lead early on in my career at Weber State. And then the more that I performed at a high level and the more I was able to execute and be the best version of myself on the field and in the locker room, I think that's what allowed me to be a young leader on the team.
Yeah, and it's definitely worked out for you tenfold, though. I mean, fabulous career, and now you're working yourself towards this 2024 NFL draft. Well, I mean, we're right past the new year, but has it hit you yet that, you know, you're not going to go to school for, you know, team meetings with the team right now? You're going to be doing your own thing. You're going to be getting from private workouts and combine stuff and pro day workouts. Has that really settled in yet?
You know, one thing that I love I love about that question is, so I actually, because of my extended time at Weber State with COVID, I was actually able to earn an MBA degree at Weber State during my time.
Oh,
and so I actually just finished it this last December, so December 2023. And I think that was like the mark for me. Once I graduated, I realized, like, that's when it hit me. I was like, wow, like, this is real, and I'm going to be able to go chase this dream. I have nothing tying me down. I don't have to come back for any degree to finish any school. I've got everything that I need from Weber State, and it's time to go cash in.
Yeah, it is time to go cash in and make yourself some money. Are you 6'6", 335, or are you bigger, smaller? And what weight, I guess, do you plan on being when this really comes to, you know, your pro day? I know that's a far time off, but, I mean, where do you feel most comfortable?
So where I feel most comfortable and where I usually play at is between the 315, 325 area. I'm right now I'm 6'4", 330, and I feel very good at this weight. I've played at this weight before. But where I'm planning on for pro day, I'll be around the 315 area, 320 area.
Nice. And you mentioned several times during this podcast about your mobility and athleticism. So you drop in 15 pounds, you'll probably be a lot more mobile than what you already are. Noah, listen, we're almost out of time. You've been a fabulous guest, and we thank you for being so interactive with us and sharing so much with our audience. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, you mentioned that back in the day, you thought basketball might be your path. So if you had to win a dunk contest, what dunk are you going to perform to get that perfect 50?
Oh, I guess the best dunk that I was able to do was just I'd probably say that's hard. I mean, I was a lot lighter back then when I was playing basketball, so I'm trying to think what I could do now. But I guess the best dunk that I could do was a 360 windmill.
Nice. Wow. That's pretty impressive. How about this one?
But
it could be any
that was post. That was a couple pounds ago.
Hey, age gets at this all, man. Don't worry about that one. How about this one? That Weber State staff, what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? An absolute no-no.
The biggest pet peeve in practice? Oh, let's see. So Coach Jay Hill, my head coach for most of my time here at Weber State, he wouldn't allow anyone to wear a hood at practice. So if it was cold outside and everything like that, you could maybe have sleeves and you could maybe have a hand warmer if you're a quarterback. But other than that, no one could have a hood.
I love it. See, that's a new one. You think that question would get repetitive with you guys answering the same stuff? We continue to ask it because we've never had a hood ever. but nonetheless, something different. And then the final one, and it's January 4th. We got a long ways, but it will quickly be upon us. Draft week, draft weekend with your family and friends, finding out where you're going to go, to hear your name called, et cetera, et cetera. Who's the best cook in your family, Noah, and what would you like that person to have prepared as a celebratory meal on your next football journey?
Oh, my dad makes the best wings you'll ever have. He's got
really?
A good system down. It's a Korean barbecue deep fried chicken wing. So,
ooh, that just sounds good. You know what? Listen, what is the secret to Korean chicken?
It's all in the sauce.
Really? I mean, we've gone to a couple places, and for all you folks out there listening, like, you can have fried chicken, but if Korean fried chicken, it's on another level. We're just kind of getting into it. In the last, I'd say, year or so is the first time I've ever had it, and it's goofy good. So, well, I might have to invite myself, Bo and Noah, for wings, if that's okay with you.
Anytime, Bo, anytime.
Thank you, my man. Hey, absolute pleasure having you on, and I hope to touch base later. But, hey, continued success. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you doing your thing at the next level, which they call the National Football League, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Noah Tage, the standout from Weber State, and you got to love him. As he mentioned, the legit size, 6'4", 325, 315, said he wears where he prefers to play, and that's the one thing you cannot teach is size. And when you have the ability, that's a nice combination, as you know. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us here.
This has been a C2P exclusive.